The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
And so the best that I can do is pray.
Francis Albert with Joseph Charles on AM 970, The Answer. Happy Tuesday!
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight.
Good morning, good morning. Great to have you with us. Oh, shake those dice, baby.
Let a gentleman see.
Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo. Great to have you with us. That's some Guys and Dolls. Newt Gingrich coming up this hour, coming up in a couple of minutes. Former Speaker of the House, former Republican candidate for president, author of the new book, Shakedown. You don't want to miss Newt Gingrich on the show. Gordon Chang is on as well, coming up in the next hour. Mr. Chang is the guy that really educated me personally so much about China, and he's the foremost expert on everything Asia, whether it's North Korea, whether it's China. He knows everything about that area of the world in a brilliant, brilliant way. And Gordon, kind enough to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. So we'll be talking about where we go. Where do we go from this? This whole corona problem with this. How does it get out? How does something like that get out? And now, as I told you and read from the New York Times earlier, Frank sent me something. The officials in Wuhan, China, this is from the New York Times, where the outbreak started, said today that public transportation would resume within 24 hours and that residents would be allowed to leave the city beginning April 8th as infections appeared to be dwindling. Can you trust it? We'll ask Gordon about that. Can you trust them? And isn't it maybe we should just stop the flights the way the president did a little while longer, maybe? I'm just saying. Carol Alt's going to be with us. I've been going back and forth with Carol. She's great. She's got some really, really interesting and healthy and all natural, as she always is, health tips for you to, during this crazy time when how do you keep your immune system up? I'm sure, you know about balance of nature. Carol has some herbs that she took while she was in Africa. Only Carol, but you know what? She looks so great and is so healthy. Thank God that she's going to pass all of that goodness along to you right here on the radio in the 8 o'clock hour. And Mike Gallagher will join us as well. Mark Garber is a distinguished employment attorney. If you don't know what you're doing, who to file with, what to do if you're out of work, are you going to get paid? How are you not getting paid? If you're Mark will answer all your questions in the 9 o'clock hour, because that indeed is a concern. And Timothy Kakachi, he's the owner of Master Mechanics in Yonkers for the last 40 years. We've been saluting Yonkers this whole month. Great, great city that it is, and doing some great things up there. So we'll talk to Timothy as well. And your phone calls always at 877-970-2999. You know, if you're in Paran, and you're in line to get the tested, for the coronavirus, and you're out at Bergen County Community College. I know there's a place in the PNC Art Center, but I think Secaucus. If you're in line, unless you really have the symptoms, I would humbly suggest you don't stay in line there. Unless you really have the symptoms, you don't, you know, if you don't have a cough, you don't have, you know, what the symptoms are for this illness, I would suggest not clogging up those lines, because those workers, thank God for all those first responders and those workers taking the test, taking the swabs. But I think, see, if you're like me, I'm a hypochondriac. I worry all the time. And I think, oh, what's going on now? And I always have worst case scenario, you know, and I'm like really annoying, like when it comes like that. I know, but you know, I call my doc. I said, how are you doing? And he goes, good. How are you doing? I said, fine, but I'm not going to take up his time, because there are people that definitely need the help, you know, certainly in New York, certainly in New Jersey. So if you're just being a hypochondriac like yours truly, I understand why you would go online just to get tested. But if you're not feeling the symptoms, please, you know, try to just stay home if you can. Big trial day in New York today. You know, we talked to Dr. Stephen Greer, our friend, and he was the guy that told us about remdesivir and told us about hydroxychloroquine. He said it. And now, thank goodness, President Trump has fast-tracked this through the FDA. He said, look, and the doctors go, Dr. Fauci, God bless him, says, well, I'm not sure. It's got to be anecdotal. There's got to be a trial. Oh, my gosh. It's wartime. It's wartime. They invented penicillin during wartime, and that's what we have to do now, is come up with something. You can't wait. You can't, like the president himself said, if you wait for the doctors, you'll never get these things. That's got to be now. So the president fast-tracked this hydroxychloroquine, and they're going to try it with Z-Pak, you know, the azithromycin, you know, that Z-Pak that you take for 5 days. They're going to kind of couple these drugs together, and let's see what happens. Hey, better than nothing, man. And then I saw Neil Cavuto talk to a guy, my buddy Neil talked to a guy, I think it was a Jersey guy, who had the coronavirus, and he took this remdesivir that Dr. Greer told us about last week. And it really stopped and halted the virus. So we're there. I know we're there, and I know we will tackle this. But what will we learn from this? We will learn that term limits should be put in place down in Washington. Oh my goodness gracious! You see these guys? I'm no fan of Republicans. I'm telling you, I get upset with the Republicans, because when they had the House, they had the Senate, and President Trump really delivered it to them. Again, this is not a pro Donald Trump piece. This is just an objective observation of politics. President Trump puts the Republicans in charge. And the president passed what he had to pass. It's a miracle he got anything passed, because when you go to the House of Representatives, you go to the Senate, all they do is fight. And it's not fighting for you and I. It's fighting for special interests. That's all it is. Because they are paid, they are bought for the most part. By the way, the politicians that aren't like that are on this show. If you hear someone on this show from Washington, D.C., we've kind of vetted them, and we know that they're true public servants. And we like that and appreciate that. I'm not going to insult you and put somebody who's bought and sold and is just a mouthpiece for, because he's being paid off by China, or he's being paid off by the pharmaceuticals, you know, or the healthcare industry. And that's what's happening down there. They just are spokespeople for special interests, the lobbyists down there. And it's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. They had Chuck Schumer, I think I respectfully submit that Senator Schumer, it might be time for him just to step away. He's a grandfather, he's got a beautiful family. Take the time, enjoy the family, Senator. Just step away, because he is owned by Nancy Pelosi, And I want to use the vernacular, and you know what I want to say, but I'm not going to say it, because we try to keep it appropriate in the morning on the radio. But he is Nancy Pelosi's little boy, and Nancy Pelosi they were going to pass this thing. They were going to do a stimulus package. It was the third part of it. It was going to work out. It was good for the people. Pelosi comes in, and I always call Poison Pelosi at this point, not to say anything derogatory, but I don't know what she's thinking now. I think she's so obsessed with playing to the progressive socialists within the Democratic Party, she's losing sight of the rest of us, you know, and including Democrats. And so she goes there, and she comes back, and as soon as she came into town, everything was upside down and backwards. And, man, that is scary, man. Quarter after 7 o'clock with Joe on the radio. It is. It's scary how she is owned and how Chuck Schumer is owned. But she's the Speaker of the House. What the heck is she even talking about? Let her do her thing. Let the House do what they want. And then what has she got to do with the Senate? Then get the heck out of town. Remember that with the impeachment situation? If they weren't so obsessed with taking this president down, rather than just going, oh, we blew it, we blew it, we had it and we blew it, let's just work with this president, see what we could do. You got the First Step Initiative, your criminal justice reform under this Republican president. You could work with this president. Let's bring an infrastructure package. Let's try to, let's keep the drug costs down. Let's try to take it. Let's work with this president. No, they try to take him down. They do the Mueller probe. You forget the Mueller probe. 3 years while China is spewing out viruses in wet markets. In Wuhan, we just let it go, man. And the only person going up against China is President Trump. And why didn't the Democrats join together and say, you know what, Mr. President, you have a point here. They own us. China owns us now. And we better go in and check it out. And maybe we would have seen the telltale signs of this virus coming over here. And we wouldn't have lost all these lives. And we wouldn't have had this economic crash that we're experiencing now. If the Democrats were doing the job. Because when they go after the other party, and it works both ways. They did the same thing with Bill Clinton when they impeached Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton, the only difference is Bill Clinton lied. But still, did I need to hear about Monica Lewinsky? I don't care. Yes, it was reprehensible. Yes, it was wrong. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to have to explain to my kids what went on in the Oval Office. Let it go. But the Republicans felt, oh, this is, we're going to get Bill Clinton because Bill Clinton was popular and he was a good president. They went after him. It's like it is now. They went with the Mueller probe to go after Donald Trump. Leave it alone. Leave it alone and work with the man because we have other serious problems. Look where we are. Because the Democrat, and then you take the time of the president to have to defend himself. He's got to take all his power as president of the United States. He's got to defend himself from Mueller and Adam Schiff and Gerald Nadler and these annoying little politicians that just want power and control. And then they go to the Ukraine and then they impeach the guy. And meantime, the virus from China attacks us, and here we are. I'm telling you, everybody's got to join together, but they're not going to get it in Washington. We'll talk to Speaker Gingrich about it, but my hopes aren't high that they will understand it for the most part, because these people, it's all about power. It's all about control. Hey, you know what, too? And Frankie Marano's with us. Frankie Fibros, you all good with you?
I'm great, Joe. Absolutely great.
And Albert, you're okay. Albert's good. You're good. Sure. Did you get a little crazy at home? You said you were a little. You used the word bored at home because you're usually running all
about. I try to keep busy as much as I can. My wife had a migraine yesterday, so she stayed home.
Been nice in the house. Huh?
Well, she was asleep for most of the day, so it was nice.
Kidding.
My son
I'm
was
kidding.
Doing his schoolwork. We had a do an IEP meeting on the phone with a number of the teachers and stuff.
Wow.
And so we got everything worked out for next year, which was good. And a buddy of mine called. He works at a radio station in Connecticut. Asked me to come on and kind of talk about what life is like right now in New York and New Jersey, dealing with it from a sports perspective. So we were chatting about that later in the afternoon. So just try to keep as busy as you can.
I have to tell you though, before we break, I tell you if you're. It's so hard. They don't put people in the studios when they're doing these interviews now on the news shows, right?
Right.
So they don't put – you can't. And, as a matter of fact, remember, I was going to go in. I think last week I was going to go in. I was going to go in to Fox. And then I said, no, we're not bringing anybody in. And you see all the Skyping. Everybody's Skyping. They're all Skyping. So I would suggest, though, before you Skype, to find out where your camera is on the computer. Because
when they're looking like they got a lazy eye somewhere. Right?
Every single person who's being Skyped. Yeah. It was like, I was watching, listen, I know you disagree with Juan Williams because he's a Democrat and everything, but he's a great guy. Juan is a great New Yorker, great guy. And he's looking all around, and I went, oh, God.
Joe screaming at the TV, look at the camera.
No,
I wanted to text him. I don't even have his number. I said, Juan, look at the camera on the computer. So they finally got it. As soon as I saw it, they got it. And then Juan looked at it. But I do the same thing, by the way. You end up, I will look at myself, like I'll Skype when they do Chasing the News with my buddy Radio Bill from Jersey. But you end up looking at yourself on the computer. That's not where you look. You have to look at the camera on the computer, you know? And then that because, is it me, Frankie? You see, people are wandering.
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. I've seen it time and again.
Yeah, they're looking all around. So just keep your eye on the camera and you'll be fine. Just a little hum. Listen, I've done it myself. We all do it myself. Hey, 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, Speaker Newt Gingrich will join us on the program. Very proud to tell you that. And Debbie Duhamel's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM970TheAnswer.com. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended, metered rules in effect. New York State Thruway North, exit 10. That's a disabled vehicle up by the Tappan Zee Bridge. 684 South, exit 3 into Armonk. A spin out over there. It's running on a modified schedule. Newark Light Rail on a Saturday schedule. If you're going to be taking a ride to the Garden State Parkway, exiting at 116, heavy into the PNC Bank Art Center, that's the coronavirus testing center that they opened up. And we're also seeing volume on Paramus Road and Paramus getting into Bergen Community College, that other testing site that was set up as well, seeing some extra traffic in that area as well. Sunshine today with a high of 56. Tomorrow, rain with a high in the 40s. Partly cloudy Thursday with a high in the 50s as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhamel with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Glassdoor. Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Find the right fit for your business. Glassdoor.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, you want to go to Route 22 Toyota. And now we have this for you. It's 720. I'll give you the 725. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Here's the number. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. How about that? Come on. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Angelica is there, Chris and Johnny, and Iggy, my man Iggy, just a great guy. You will love Route 22 Toyota. You know what's best about Route 22 Toyota? Yeah, I know. You know about the 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers from Alex Kinsella, the general manager. You know about the largest indoor automobile showroom in the state of New Jersey, brand new customer lounge, that state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You know about that. But when you go in, you do not have to deal with dummies. You don't have to deal with dummies. None of that back and forth that, you know, where you get, oh, no wasting time, no pressure. You will love Route 22 Toyota. And now this from our friends at Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes, it's 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Federal Reserve is offering more help to prop up the economy. European stocks and Asian markets traded higher on optimism about the Fed's action. The Fed will back lending to businesses and will buy government debt. Both are intended to support the economy. Mortgage companies are lobbying Congress and the administration to allow borrowers to miss some mortgage payments and make them up at a later date. Walgreens wants to hire more than 9,500 full and part-time and temporary workers to help with its coronavirus response. USA Today says Walgreens needs pharmacy technicians, customer service associates, and other employees. On Monday, the Dow was down 582, the NASDAQ dropped 18, the S&P was down 67. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
You see them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. It's time to say happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, Cardiology, Renal, Maternity, Behavioral Health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every county in New Jersey. Trinitas Palliative Care Program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold-level certification. You've heard me talk about Trinitas Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. Well, they're now at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This amazing medical center just gets better and better. To find out more, visit TrinitasRMC.org. That's TrinitasRMC.org.
After 25 years of building websites for all kinds of companies in many different industries, AmericanEagle.com realized a well-designed website is also your best employee, bringing efficiency, revenue, production, showing up every day, giving above and beyond to increase your bottom line. That's what a website designed, developed, and hosted by AmericanEagle.com has brought to so many clients. An AmericanEagle.com website is a 24/7 branding exercise, building rapport and thus brand equity while you sleep. Companies like WeatherTech have relied on AmericanEagle.com's website design and development and hosting capabilities for years. When some of the world's top brands need a reliable company to prepare their sites for high traffic events, who do they call? AmericanEagle.com. Their clients have come to rely on them for a full line of website services, from consulting and strategy to digital marketing, hosting, and maintenance. Give the team at AmericanEagle.com a call today. 1-877-WEB-NOW. The number one is the number. AmericanEagle.com is the website. 1-877-WEB-NOW-1 is the number.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about MyPillow. You know, Mike Lindell, our buddy, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back you something for being so dedicated and buying so many pillows and building MyPillow into the great company that it is today. American-made company right there in Minnesota. So Mike has this for you. If you go to MyPillow.com and you click on Radio Listener Specials, man, you will get the best deals ever on MyPillows, on the mattress topper, on the bed sheets, on the pillows, on the body pillows, and more. And now this, the buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. You know what's great about this? Aside from, I got it all, by the way. I got the pillow, I got the sheets, I got the mattress topper, and I got a great mattress, but I put the mattress topper on it. It's so great. Everything from MyPillow is great. You have a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. When you go to MyPillow.com, you click on the Radio Listener Specials, use the code AM970, and you will get a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow products, all of them come with a 10-year warranty. And if now this, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza sheets. You got to check it out. If you want to call, the number is 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials. And please remember the promo code AM970.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone line. So let me go to Kathleen. Good morning, Kathleen. Thanks for calling this morning. How you holding up?
Oh, I'm doing good, Joe. Doing good. I have a Yonkers trivia question for you.
Uh-oh, okay.
Okay. Can you name the 970 AM personality that has a relative that the Yonkers Criminal Justice Center was named after?
Oh, God. I got to throw it to the guys. Should we know that? Is somebody that working at the radio station?
That's a good question.
I know. Frank Volpe. Is that right? Close? No?
No, but I actually know Frank from church. But no.
He's a sales guy. Let's see, who's at the station that has that connection?
Who's going to be on today?
Oh, Mike Gallagher?
No, not Mike Gallagher. No. Who is that?
Tim Decatur.
Who was that?
Tim Kakase, Master Mechanic.
Oh, great. That's great. There we go. Well, that's a really esoteric question. But, Kathleen, thank you. We appreciate it very much. Hey, let me go. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. It's 7:28 right now. I want to go to a speaker, Newt Gingrich, kind enough to join us. Always a privilege and an honor to have the speaker with us. Newt, welcome back to the show, my friend. And so nice of you to join us this morning, my friend.
Well, I'm delighted to do it. And reporting in from Rome, Italy, where we're sort of right at the center of the virus and all that stuff. So it's great to hear your voice. Calista said she wanted to say hi to you. So we're both big fans of yours.
Oh, you're very kind, and hi to the Gingriches. Hey, so what's going on in Italy? Is it slowing down? Did it level off at all? Newt, give us a breakdown on that.
It's the rate of increase has slowed down. I think it hasn't quite peaked, but you have a feel like it's at the verge of peaking. The Italians were slow early on, but then really, really got tough, closed down everything, have police in the streets stopping you to make sure that you have a legitimate reason to be out. And I think all of that is beginning to have an effect on the virus. Everything is closed except grocery stores and pharmacies and gas stations. And it's really, and then northern Italy, which is the center of this,
yes.
It is really a problem. And I think that it's going to take a while to solve it. But, everybody is basically physically isolated. I'm working from home. Calista and her entire embassy team are working from home and staying in touch that way. So it's really a challenge. But I think it's a good challenge. It's something that people are responding to in a positive way. The Italian people have really bounced back. I think that it is, it's interesting to watch them. You don't think of them as being, disciplined, automatically doing what they should be doing. But they really have responded to the whole process in a way that I think has been very, very impressive.
You're self-quarantining now, Mr. Speaker. Is that correct? That's what I heard?
That's absolutely right. Because we really, it's really important to create a physical distance and to try to minimize the number of people that you are dealing with directly. That way, the theory, the hope is that we will stop the spread of the virus. And that's the key. Once you stop its spread.
Yeah.
Then you, I think, begin to win the fight.
And would love to, Calista, and you're the ambassador. Excuse me. You guys are both. I think that's just beautiful. But you're holding up okay. You're feeling okay. Yes.
Yeah. No. We're doing well, and she's really worked hard. She helped get Franklin Graham's Samaritan Purse flew in an entire. Mobile hospital brought 60 some doctors and nurses, divided 68 beds, and they were very courageous. They went right to the heart of the heaviest part of the virus epidemic, with the Italian government, and it was really, really quite impressive, frankly.
Hey, Mr. Speaker, I want to talk about your new novel, Shakedown, that everybody's talking about. Shakedown from Newt Gingrich. You got to Google that. But I have relatives down south, Mr. Speaker, and Calista as well. They said it hasn't really this virus has not gone down south the way it has attacked the north, and they were a little concerned. We did lose a great great aunt, but she had cancer, which was the underlying disease. But mostly it's up north. The virus is mostly up north in the country of Italy, yes?
Yeah, no, that's right. It turned out that a while back, Chinese companies had bought many of the very high-end Italian brands, and they wanted to be able to say they were made in Italy. So they actually shipped in about 100,000 Chinese workers. So it's actually made in Italy by Chinese. The Italian government kept open the flights from Wuhan In fact, there's a real contrast between what President Trump did in moving way before anybody thought he should.
Yes, sir.
Cutting
yes,
off
sir.
The flights from China and what the Italian government did, because they allowed the flights to continue even after it was clear that there was an epidemic. Now, I'd had a personal experience because I actually was giving a speech in Korea, and I was in South Korea when the epidemic first broke out. And I watched the Koreans, who've been very aggressive about this, and they said that when they looked at it, you know, as soon as they saw that it was happening, for example, when you would go to a hotel, you would be stopped, and they would check your temperature. They had a thermometer they could just put on your skin. They would check your temperature, and if you had a raised temperature, you didn't get in the hotel. And so very early on, they were responding. I flew out of there thinking, I'm glad I'm getting away from the virus, as I flew back to Rome. And then it turned out that it didn't quite work.
Oh, man. You know what? This is, Speaker Newt Gingrich has a great new novel called Shakedown we want to talk about. And I mean, I don't know how you have the time to do this, but you are you've become a very prolific writer, Mr. Speaker. And by the way, I just want to remind our audience, if you're not getting to the local bookstore, you can go to Gingrich360.com/shakedown. Gingrich360.com/shakedown. Check out this new novel. What's the new novel about, Mr. Speaker?
Well, Shakedown is based on a historic fact that the United States had tested whether or not you could set off explosions underwater and create a tidal wave. They were thinking World War II of using it against Japan. And then after that, in the Cold War, the Soviets picked up the same idea and tried to test whether or not you could use a hydrogen bomb to start a tidal wave. And so we take those facts that were real, and we have an Iranian general who was actually modeled on the general that we killed recently in Iraq. So he feels like the real Iranian general because we modeled him on the real Iranian general.
Yeah, Soleimani, sure.
And then we took a Russian billionaire who hates America, and the two get together and have an old Russian submarine that they put an Iranian nuclear weapon on. And it's really pretty interesting, and I think the novel, you know, if you're tired of worrying about the virus and if you're tired of watching the Congress fight, this novel gives you a pretty good break, and it's fast-moving, and it gives you something to look at that sort of just different than what we've been swamped by.
You know what? The name of the book is Shakedown, Gingrich360.com/shakedown. Iran got hit with this virus very badly, sir. Is there a danger that the country's military leaders will go rogue like the one did in your novel?
Well, no, I think there's a greater danger to the leadership that they're going to go rogue and overthrow the government. The Iranian leadership is very old. So a number of them are in their 80s, most of them are in their 70s, and in fact, they're losing people. So they early on did not try to do any of the things that the Western governments have done in terms of dealing with the whole question of isolation and quarantine and real efforts. And so what happened is that it really spread across Iran, and the Iranian health system's not very strong anyway. So I think that it's very interesting to watch them. I think they are probably less dangerous right now just because they're falling apart. And I think they don't have any extra energy to go out and, and fight over this stuff. I think that right now they're going to be focused on survival at home.
Yeah.
They are third after China's first, but they seem to have got it under control. Italy is second, and then this is the third.
Amazing. A speaker, Newt Gingrich, the book is Shakedown. Before we let you go, sir, appreciate you. He's checking in from the homeland for me, Italy, in Rome, Italy. And Mr. Speaker, what's going on? We're dying to hear your take on what's going on in Washington. When you were there, man, when you came up with Contract with America and Bill Clinton took all of your ideas, you know, but at least you worked with it. It helped. It was all about helping the country. What the heck is going on down there now? We're embarrassed that they can't. Is it really Nancy Pelosi that's causing the problem? She comes in from San Francisco. Chuck Schumer seems owned by Nancy Pelosi. She's not even in the Senate. What's going on in Washington, Mr. Speaker?
Well, I mean, I don't know where they're at right this minute, but I thought it was the most remarkable thing to have her basically blackmail the whole country. I mean,
yes,
McConnell, the Republican leader, had done a good job. He'd gotten Republicans and Democrats to get together. They had worked it out. They thought they had a deal. They had five different working groups. They thought they had a deal. And then Pelosi walks in and says no. And in fact, she says, I'm going to write my own bill, which she did. It's supposedly 1,400 pages long. And it's sort of everything that radical leftists ever dreamed of. I'll be curious to see how this works out. I don't think the country will stand for that kind of, just plain blackmail. A lot of the stuff she wants, by the way, has nothing to do with helping the country get through this problem. It's just sort of a left-wing wish list of things that they think they have leverage right now to impose. And my hope is that the president's just going to stand up and say no. It's one thing to argue about changing how we help Americans in this crisis. It's another thing to decide that this is a train they can pile all of their left-wing baggage on and that it has to be taken because people would be afraid to stop it and to not give in to her.
Speaker Newt Gingrich with us. The book is Shakedown. By the way, go to Gingrich360.com, Gingrich360.com/Shakedown. It's a novel. Now is the time to get that book. You can download it. And Mr. Speaker, you know, we were supposed to go on this Perillo tour to Italy, and we got it postponed. We had everybody going. When we get there, with your permission, sir, we'll reach out to your beautiful Calista, the ambassador there at the Vatican. Maybe we could just say a quick hello while we're over there.
Sure. She'd love to see you and get a picture at the embassy, and we're all going to feel a lot better, you know. Italy gets 14% of its economy from tourism. Last year, we had 23,000 people every day visiting the Colosseum.
Wow.
Today, there are zero. So think about the impact that has.
Yeah. When do you think it'll clear up over there, Mr. Speaker?
I hope in the next 4 to 6 weeks. There's a possibility that this is the week that we gradually crest and start down. But it is, it's really, really serious.
Yeah. Mr. Speaker, our love to Calista, our love to you, sir. Thank you so much for taking the time and joining us from Italy. Thank you, my friend. And please come back soon, Newt. And God bless and Godspeed.
Take care.
There's a Newt Gingrich right there. The name of the book is Shakedown, by the way. You can go to Gingrich360.com/Shakedown from Newt Gingrich. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 741. Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
38 degrees at 742. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Another drive-through coronavirus testing facility has opened its doors today in New Jersey. Hudson Regional Hospital in Secaucus will take folks who live in Hudson County and have coronavirus symptoms by appointment only. Other testing sites in Bergen and Monmouth counties have been quickly filled to capacity early on every day shortly after opening. Chinese Americans in Watchung Hills communities have donated more than $30,000 for medical supplies to battle the COVID-19 pandemic. Donated items, such as masks and disinfectant wipes, have gone to Morristown Medical Center, Overlook Hospital, and Somerset Medical Group. Chinese Americans have been victims of anti-Asian prejudice because COVID-19 seemingly originated in China. Members of the local community, the Chinese community, say they want other Americans to understand they support efforts to fight the pandemic and that they're Americans too. Mayor de Blasio says various New York City agencies will be stepping up their enforcement of so-called social distancing policies in an effort to curb the spread of coronavirus. This comes in response to Governor Cuomo's observations this past weekend. Officials taking increasingly drastic steps aimed at keeping people apart and slowing the spread of COVID-19 in order to lessen the strain on the healthcare system. De Blasio said this week will be sort of a test run to see how people respond. They would prefer not to close parks and playgrounds. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered rules in effect. Let's go out to the Staten Island Expressway westbound at Clove Road. An accident there involving a tractor trailer and a car. Watch for slowdowns as you head over to the Sawmill southbound, that ramp into Kisco Ave in Mount Kisco. An accident. Getting reports of icing north of the city. 78 eastbound exit 58, a stalled vehicle getting into Newark. 9 northbound at Taylor's Mill Road in Manalapan. It's a broken water main. Now, if you're going to be taking a ride to Paramus Road, you'll see volume into Bergen Community College with that coronavirus testing site, and also seeing volume on the Garden State Parkway exiting at 116 into the PNC Bank Art Center as well, because of that other testing site over there that is open. Sunny today with a high of about 56. Tomorrow rain, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo, thank you, Debbie. That's me, Joe Piscopo, telling you about balance of nature right there. You got to build up your immune system. You know what? Your family. You're beyond a friend at this point when you listen to the radio show and your family as you gather around this virtual kitchen table in these crazy times. So I worry about you. And everything I tell you from the heart. These are our friends that we tell you about. And when I tell you about balance of nature, I'm telling you it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form, a vegetarian capsule. Boom. Just like that. Now, it works great for me. I can't make an FDA claim. I can't do a clinical study. I'm telling you what works for me, for Frank. Frank's the guy that told me about balance of nature. And now Al's doing balance of nature, Debbie as well. And it really, if you have a sniffles, a little cough, you're not feeling great, I'm telling you, once you take balance of nature, for me, I speak for myself, I feel better immediately. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. These are what we call antioxidants. The antioxidants fight off the free radicals in your body. And those free radicals now, more than ever, are everywhere. You want to build up your immune system, and you can do that with balance of nature. Now you can get 35% off and free shipping on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. This is from the Howard family, please. 35% off, free shipping on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-2468-751, just like that. 800-2468-751 or balanceofnature.com. Please remember the discount code, The Answer.
I'm PBA President Pat Lynch. Right now, police officers, healthcare workers, and so many other essential employees are heading to work. We can't stay home. Our mission comes first. We have to protect you on the front lines of a global health crisis. And we're not just battling the virus. We're still fighting crime, responding to emergencies, and keeping our city running. Yes, these are the jobs we signed up for, but we aren't the only ones who sacrifice. Our families are sacrificing along with us, and they bear the greatest burden. They support us through long hours and uncertain schedules. They share our stress and our fatigue. And if we're exposed to the virus at work, they could be exposed too. So when you think about the cops and other frontline workers who are still on the job and at risk, remember, we aren't alone. Our families are on the front lines too, and they deserve all of our respect.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
You know, when I eat red meat, I always got to go to the best restaurant to get the best cut meat. And I want to tell you, when I go to a fine restaurant, the meat there is Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyor's meat. That they come up with the greatest cut. I'm telling you, they supply many of New York and New Jersey's finest restaurants. Now, I'm so excited to tell you about this because I know the LaFredas. I was at the house. We had a little fun time with Pat LaFreda and the family. Beautiful family. You know me. I just love great
great stories, American success stories. And Pat LaFreda meets, they've been around since 1922. Now you can get the same high quality selection of meats that I've been telling you about when you go to these five-star restaurants for your most important customer. That is you, your own family. Yes, you can get it at home. LaFreda deals in only premium 100% Black Angus cattle raised and grazed in the United States of America, please. Their only focus is meat. You won't find any frozen side dishes or gimmicks here, right? Offering every kind of meat in every cut, such as a tomahawk, bone-in ribeye, porterhouse, center-cut filet, just to name a few. Supplying only the highest quality beef, pork, lamb, veal, poultry, and America's best burger chopped meat blends. Pat LaFreda is a local business serving the New York, New Jersey area for over 98 years now. Shipped overnight. Cut the night you place your order. It's cut the night you place your order. Always fresh, never frozen. I'm telling you, you hear about all these other meat. No, you got to check out LaFreda Meats, please. I'm so excited. I've been waiting to tell you about this. You got to order online. Go there now, please. LaFreda.com. It's LaFreda. LaFreda.com.
Dan Proft. Coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio, 748. Susan from Rhino Shield is a friend who I absolutely adore, and she's kind enough to join us on the line now. Hey, Susan, welcome to the program. How you doing?
I'm doing well, like everybody else is. I'm hanging in there, Joe.
Well, Susan, our heart is breaking for all of the small businesses that are being hurt by this, you know, including Rhino Shield. Tell us how you've been impacted, Susan.
Well, of course, being in the painting industry for over 30 years, I, look forward to our spring coming because, of course, painting exteriors is a seasonal job. And, I usually go into the spring season, just like most other contractors, with a month of work on the books. And, because of all that's going on and all that's happening and all of the home shows that are, of course, canceled. And that's how a lot of, us contractors do get our work is by, going to doing home shows and, giving quotes. So, them canceling all of that and, not having a basis to be able to, go out and perform our job. It's nobody's benefiting from any of this, hard times that we're having right now. And,
You know what's great about it? First of all, I know I speak for Arthur Idala, too, because I know you Rhino Shielded Arthur's beach home, which is beautiful. My house has been spectacular. You were so great with my kids. And every time I read your commercials, Susan, I always go, wow. I said, that was so much fun. We had such a great time. But you can do the Rhino Shield process without interacting with a homeowner or even going outside, correct?
Yes. Technology has made it that way. So, ask that you call for a quote. We send someone to measure your home and, we get your email address and your number, and we're able to give you a very accurate estimate as to how much it would be, to coat your house. And, everything could be done electronically. Nobody has to come to the house at all. The workers don't come in. We put a portable on site. Most jobs take 1 week to complete. The prep is the most important thing with our procedure. It's all about the prep and caulking and making sure everything is scraped and sound and repaired all wood rotten is, addressed. So, we don't have to come in. We keep you informed every day.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, Susan? It's great. Did you get the picture? I sent you a picture of someone was wearing a Rhino Shield shirt in Italy, and I snapped a picture. Wasn't that great? The Rhino Shield.
Rhino Shield is throughout the whole world. So all of the Rhino Shield dealers are we're in 8 international countries as well. So it's
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's great. I have to tell you firsthand, and I always speak for my buddy Arthur Idala as well, you do the best work ever. It's the one thing I don't have to worry about my house. God bless you. Godspeed. RhinoShieldOfNY.com. RhinoShieldOfNY.com. Susan, God bless. Godspeed. And we're feeling for you because everybody's feeling this pinch, but it'll be over soon enough. And we want everybody to go to RhinoShieldOfNY.com. And Susan will give you a free estimate. And what's the phone number, the 877 number?
Oh, and I'm also doing two other things, Joe, just so I can mention, is that we're giving no interest, no payments for one year.
What?
On through our inner bank, which is a finance company, and also offering a 15% discount on any houses that you sign up between now and April.
So, oh my gosh, this is a great deal.
Yeah, if anybody's interested and you're around your house and your house is your biggest investment and, keeping your house, especially now that you have to be home for a while.
I love it.
Very important.
Susan, we love you. RhinoShieldOfNY.com or 877-744-6608. There is the number right there. We love you, Susan. Thanks for checking in this morning. Yeah, she's the best. I love Susan. Love Rhino Shield. Hey, 753, Debbie's checking traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe. Alternate inside parking rules remain suspended. Metered rules in effect. Problems on the Staten Island Expressway west at Clove Road. It's an accident there. That one involves a tractor trailer. LIE eastbound of Queens right at Maurice Avenue. That looks like a serious accident. A lot of activity going on. 9 northbound at Taylor's Mill Road at Manalapan. A broken water main. And 33 eastbound is closed in Monroe getting out toward Millstone Road. A serious accident there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
According to the 2010 census, only 13% of the population was over 65. Well, I wasn't part of the 13% back then, but I am now. And with the 2020 census, my response will inform funding for things like healthcare, public transit, all types of things to make 65 feel like the new 40. Yeah, okay, maybe the new 50.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
When you go to the mechanic in here...
Pass me the torque wrench. Nope, let me have the flamethrower.
That sounds wrong. You know what else sounds wrong? When you hear about the interest you're earning on your savings with the largest banks. But with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account, you could earn much more interest. And hear this. Open a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account in minutes at Marcus.com. You can money.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of February 4th, 2020 and may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
St. Joseph's Medical Center of Yonkers has one of the busiest emergency departments in Westchester County. It's the Emergency Medical Control Hospital for the City of Yonkers and a paramedic training center. The department is staffed by highly qualified and experienced team who respond to medical emergencies ranging from fractures to heart attacks. Here, the emergency room features a fast-track system for evaluating and treating small emergencies quickly, a dedicated asthma treatment center, special protocols for chest pain and strokes, and a dedicated radiology suite to expedite diagnosis and reduce waiting times, please. The New York State Department of Health designated St. Joseph's Medical Center of Yonkers as a stroke center, which means staff are specially trained to provide state-of-the-art treatment for strokes. St. Joseph's received a Quality Achievement Award from the American Heart Association Stroke Association for the treatment of stroke patients. You know, when you're injured, not feeling well, or time is of the essence, remember St. Joseph's Medical Center's emergency room, there for you 24/7, 914-378-7000.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
I got to have a reason.
Joe Lumberg is our marathon man, meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk. Joe, good morning. How are we doing weather-wise today? Rainy still, do you think, today? All day?
No rain today. It's actually going to be a nice day with sunshine, nice little breeze. Temperatures this afternoon are going to get up into the low and mid-50s. It's going to be a nice day today.
I love that. I love that. But 50s, you do a little biking. That's kind of warm for you.
I'm going to do some biking today. Yeah, I'm going to do more miles than the high temperature today. That's my plan.
You know, it's so funny you say that. You're an inspiration to me because it was warm last Friday. I said, all right, let me see if I can get on this bike. And I took my bike was dusty in the garage, you know, my mountain bike. And mm-hmm. and on your inspiration, Joe Lumberg, I went out. And I'm telling you, for some reason, all the nicks, the little shoulder problem, the knee, it all went away. Yeah, it's just like you got to work it out, right, Joey? Is that what you got to do, right?
Exactly. You know, and you don't have to do a lot. You don't have to do 50 miles. You can do five miles, but you feel so much better afterwards.
Thank you, Joe. You're an inspiration indeed. Joe Lumberg right there. So we're looking good today. Thank you, Joe. Always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next hour for sure. And, Joe Piscopo on the radio, you know what? I see the phone calls. Oof. I will go to the calls ASAP, 877-970-2999, 9 o'clock. We're going to talk business. If you're suffering, business is suffering, you want to know where to go, we're talking with Mark Garber, distinguished employment attorney. In the meantime, coming up in the next hour, the one, the only, Mr. Gordon Chang, the foremost expert on everything China. Let's get into it with Mr. Chang right after the news. Carol Alt is going to join us. My buddy Carol is on the show. She's got some incredible health tips for you. Mike Gallagher will join us as well. And Timothy Cacase from Yonkers as well. 877-970-2999. Piscopo. March 24th. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
38 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Work begins today to replace an aging water main in Middle Township, New Jersey. American Water replacing an aging water main, which includes 4 fire hydrants, more than 60 service lines. The price tag on the project, $942,000. Part of the utility's multi-million dollar upgrade of the water infrastructure in more than 100 communities across the state of New Jersey. With online learning now underway for New York City public schools, free meals also being offered at 400 specific sites as the coronavirus response continues. This allows most of the city's 1,700 schools to close, while around 100 will shift into so-called regional enrichment centers. Certain locations will also be offering child care services so that essential workers can drop off their children. Mayor de Blasio has closed schools in terms of classes and other activities until at least April 20th. Cardinal Timothy Dolan giving words of advice during the coronavirus outbreak, speaking on Monday's edition of the Today Show via Skype from his New York City home. The Archbishop of New York says it's important to trust in fearful times. He added, even during the coronavirus crisis, God is with us. Cardinal Dolan also emphasized we need to exercise our faith muscle in times of adversity as many people are struggling and scared. Nassau County officials cracking down on price gouging. Executive Laura Curran says police will be following up on reported cases. Those found cashing in on coronavirus concerns will be fined. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.